supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what were some of the things you were thinking about as you made the decision to have the dog put down? She was old, she was suffering, but what were you going through?
Well, for a few weeks I was going through this internal torment, knowing that the end is near, and when should we do it? I don't want to do it too soon. I don't want to do it too late. And my daughter, Allie, who's a veterinary nurse, said to me, look, she said, dogs don't want to live to watch their grandchildren graduate. And that took a lot of pressure off of me. You know, they don't have egos. And so, once I got past that and I was able to be a little more objective, I knew it was time, and I knew it was now. She was suffering, shaking, completely deaf, and she was scared and confused most of the time. It's just not fair to keep her alive. It was an act of love to let her go, or to help her go, for that matter.
You have had to say goodbye to several dogs that you love deeply over the decades. What has helped you get through this before? What will help you get through it now?
What helps me get through it over time is the knowledge that I get through it every time. It's a kind of faith in my own resilience. You know, we go through adversity and we're hardwired to remember the adversity, but we tend to overlook the fact that we are resilient and we get through every one. So my anticipation now is I'm going to be in pain. My heart's going to be broken. I don't know for how long, but I do know this. The pain will turn to sweetness and love. I always tell people who are in mourning for whatever, I say, the deeper the love, the deeper the grief. If we didn't love, we'd never suffer again when we lose them. But, you know, we love. We love deeply, and our pain is a reflection of our love.
What is your favorite memory of your dog, Cinnamon? What was the silliest thing she did, the thing you loved about her?
Well, she never barked. And that was good news and bad news, because she's this tiny little white thing. Looks like a bedroom slipper. And I never knew where she was. Making matters worse, she wasn't at all afraid of my wheelchair. So wherever I looked, I knew she was somewhere nearby, but I didn't know where. And I loved the way she snored. She's snored really, really loud. A lot of Shih Tzus do, but it was so cute. And Mikan, when we gave her the sedative this morning and put her into a deep sleep, she was snoring, and it was so very sweet.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mikan. Thanks for asking.